This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. The passage of a $2.8 billion budget did not come without some sparks from Harris County commissioners. Dialogue got testy between Judge Hidalgo and Commissioner Adrian Garcia.
Are you going to follow the rules or not?
All right. I think that part of it is the ability to discuss. So normally there's a motion, a second, and then there's discussion. And so I'm discussing for the benefit of the public.
The question has been called.
A simple question
has been called. Jay, can you give us an interpretation of what?
Please don't raise your voice, Commissioner. Please don't raise your voice at me.
Hundreds of vacant job positions across the county workforce were cut in an effort to avoid cuts to crucial services. Stay here. News 88.7 Sarah Gruno has been following all of this, and she joins Houston Matters momentarily. Meanwhile, the FBI says it's investigating a shooting at the Dallas Immigration and Customs Enforcement field office yesterday as an act of targeted violence. KERA's Toluwani Osibemowo reports at least one immigration detainee is dead, two in critical condition.
Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons identified the shooter to CBS News as Joshua John. He died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. John most recently lived in Fairview, a suburb north of Dallas. One of his neighbors, Sherry Davis, says their neighborhood is small and tight-knit, but she didn't know much about John.
I would have never imagined that such a thing, you know, someone that felt so disenfranchised would live so close to me.
Authorities haven't indicated any specific motive, but they did release a picture of five unspent bullet casings found at the scene. One had the words anti-ICE written on it. I'm Toluwani Osibemowo in Dallas.
A Texas death row inmate will not seek clemency ahead of his scheduled execution coming up in 3 weeks. Robert Robertson's lawyers say they are now focused on obtaining a new trial for his capital murder conviction. He was convicted back in 2003 for the death of his two-year-old daughter, who was diagnosed with